How was that?
That was actually pretty good.
Thanks.
That should be like the new,
Intro
yeah.
all the time. Fierce. I love that. Anyways.
Kapow!
Hi guys.
Nicki Minaj!
This is Black Boys in Motion.
Motion.
Oh, see? Again, we creative. We're I see it. I see it in my head. I see where we're going. I need pens, notebooks, notepads. Come on.
Welcome, welcome, welcome
Bam, bam, bam.
to Black Boys in Motion. Welcome back, Twin. Where was you at, Twin? Twin, did you watch the last episode last week, Twin?
I don't know. Did you?
I did.
Quite frankly, yeah.
And Yellow Gatorade won.
That's weird.
I'm telling you, Yellow Gatorade is good.
I mean,
The red one is not giving anymore. Like, it was when I was, you know what I'm saying, a jit, but now it's not.
Well, to be quite real with you, I don't really
partake in
care.
Gatorade?
Not
Okay.
really.
I
Not
understand.
really. I mean, I prefer juice. And Gatorade is not that juice I'm gonna get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, unless I'm like, it's like a summer in 2014 and I'm on
Summer
a bike ride.
and
I'm on a
unless
bike
I don't
ride.
know if it's summer in 2014, I'll grab a
You
red
know, I'm like,
Gatorade,
you know, I'll get a red one and ride a bike. You know,
but other than
if,
that,
yeah, no, then probably not.
I'm not
Yeah,
doing
quite
that.
frankly, but
Welcome back,
hi,
everyone.
ladies.
But before we
Okay.
start, leave the podcast. Give us 5 stars right now, Twin. Come on, or not? I
Well, wait, hold
mean,
on.
if you think it's worth 5 stars.
No, well, wait, no, it is.
And then what else I want you to do while you're on your phone rating us 5 stars, because we're not going to talk until you do, tell us your Starbucks order. We're going to have a Q&A thing. Tell us what you get from
Yes,
Starbucks, because
please
we're
do.
about
I'm
to tell
actually
us
curious.
what we get. But we want to try new things, but we're going to wait until you do that, so go
Yeah.
ahead and do that.
Okay, we'll wait.
How
Great
was that?
job. I
Th
love that
thank
for
you.
y'all. That's so cute. Y'all cute. Thanks. That was
All right.
nice.
But what we get from Starbucks, you want to tell them your order first? Do you have
Kind
like
of
a top, do you have like
complicated.
a top three or?
Okay. I want to be open and honest, guys. Please don't cancel me. I don't really like Starbucks that
Oh.
much. I know
Somebody get him.
I've been recently getting more into it, but I'm definitely more of a Dunkin' girl just because I'm just
Ew.
I get it. I get it. I know. But
Ew.
I'm just like a regular coffee girl, and I feel like Starbucks do a little too much for coffee. I gotta get a grande decaf with smart foam, and you know, like I just want to get a regular coffee with regular things.
See, I like Dunkin' for donuts, but their juices are nasty. Like, their refreshers are disgust. Like, I don't know, like, what the who the testers are and saying that's good,
Well,
but
someone's
that
saying
thing
it.
is nasty.
Someone is saying it.
And if you drink it, throw it in the trash, go to Starbucks and get you a dragon fruit refresher with lemonade. Any size, it's gonna bust.
But when I do go to Starbucks, I often well, right now I'm drinking a pistachio frappuccino, and I think it's only because it's in season, but I really like it. I've had it like 3 times now. It's pretty good. But usually I get a pink drink, and I think it's just because like it's pink and it tastes nice. But like
Understandable.
it's definitely not something I'm getting a lot. You know what I mean? Like if like I'm somewhere and somebody's like, "Let's go to Starbucks." I'm like, "Why not?" But or like if I'm like in a situation where like I'm in a Starbucks and like I'm like, "Well, this is it."
Yeah.
I will get a pink drink.
If you're ever in the area of Menlo Mall, their Starbucks is located right next to a Cheesecake Factory. So they have like cheesecakes and stuff in the Starbucks. And they had this cupcake, bruh, inside the Starbucks, and it was so bussin', like it was probably one of the best cupcakes ever. But I was like, I didn't even know they did that, but it was only exclusive to that one, and it's in a Barnes and Noble. So you know, while you're
That's
there,
fierce.
you get your cupcake, you get a little book, look at Cheesecake
That's
Factory,
cute.
right? But no, the cupcake is really good, and they have cheesecake there. I recommend you guys check that out in Menlo. They have like special little desserts there.
So, what's your Starbucks go-to?
Dragon fruit refresher with lemonade.
Yeah.
A bacon Gouda sandwich.
With or without mango?
No mango. I don't want to do
mango. I was confused shot. By the conversation, by the way. I didn't know what's going on.
Only because I thought, well, it is just a dragon fruit refresher. But one was a mango dragon fruit refresher. But, I mean, either I never knew it had mango in it or what. I don't know. But,
yeah,
it's still busting anyway. Yeah. And the cake pops, bro. Yeah. Shout out Cassie. Because she used to make cake pops in freaking school. But those Starbucks cake pops, she's just like them. And they're, but they're so expensive. I want to learn how to make cake pops because I don't know how you make that thing so, like, moisture.
It's pretty easy.
Really? Well, it probably is. But, like, it's like, cake, it's not, like, it's, normal
no,
cake.
No, it's like cake mixed with frosting. So, like, you, like, mix them together.
And it, like,
and
no,
then you can, like, mold it.
It's so moist. Like, it is, like, that's how
and
I like
the
cake.
And then the thing on top that's, like, that you bite into, that's chocolate.
Yeah. Not well, no, I don't like the chocolate one.
No, it's chocolate.
No, I... Well,
no,
oh,
it is chocolate. It is chocolate. So, it's just blue, or it's just
no,
pink.
No,
or it's
I'm
just...
saying the white one, like the birthday cake. It's not like a vanilla chocolate, though?
Yeah, it's yeah, but like they have like other chocolate. Like it's just, you know, a different color.
I didn't
color.
Know it was chocolate. I thought it was just frosting.
It's chocolate. Yeah.
Dang.
It's chocolate.
Okay.
It's a chocolate.
I think so. I think it's chocolate.
I think it might be. I think it's chocolate.
Yeah, it might. I don't know. I have to see it in this
Maybe.
Scenario.
But. So, I'm just going to say it on the podcast. Guys, I got an iPad.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks.
Consumer.
And I think everyone should get one, quite frankly. Not the one I got, though, because it's pink. And it's one of a kind. It's gorgeous. Well, it's not one of a kind. Everyone has a pink one. But
not everybody can afford an iPad.
Good. Well, just get, you know.
Get what?
The cheapest iPad. Because at Morgan, you know how much an iPad is?
How much?
$99.
Why didn't you get one from Morgan?
Because I wanted the pink one. Yeah. But, I just think everyone should get an iPad. If you can get an iPad, I think you should get one. Just because I feel like it's more, I feel more productive now. Like, and also, like, literally, we were doing this podcast, and I'm recording with my phone, but I was texting Ken on my iPad. You know, like, I didn't have to do stop or anything. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I really like it. And it's pink. Like, that's...
How does it feel to let Apple have your soul?
Well, as I sit here with an iPhone, iPad, and an Apple Watch, with AirPods, I just...
with AirPods. I'm surprised you don't have an Apple TV. Like the way I have every Apple item, like, you think you'd have the TV,
and
too.
And I had a MacBook. Like, I don't know. Like, the... Okay.
Does the whole room ring?
Like yes. Yes, I was at work today, Apple Watch, phone, iPad. I was like, whoa. I worked the share space. I'm doing homework at work, babe. What do you mean? I'm bringing an iPad everywhere. I'm doing homework. Okay? I'm struggling. I'm a full-time worker and student. I have to bring the iPad.
Please.
It's just crazy that Apple owns me. Like, they can track me at any point with any item. They're like, oh, we know exactly where Al-Nassr Hankins is. Right? Like, anything. They have all of me at this point. Everything is tracked.
They're like, no, headphones at home. No, he's at work.
iPad back at home. I think his phone has been in the metropolitan area, though. Like, and that's fine.
If you own an Apple device, you cannot commit any crime. You need an Android. No. Need a Family Dollar flip phone because it's done. Like that geotag is on. You turn it off, it's on.
You gotta like, send one text and then break it. Like it's a fucking movie. You gotta be like, "Hello, miss you too."
Break
it on the concrete.
You wanna do some crimes? Hit the payphone because Apple, not even Apple, just phones in general.
You have the payphone with the trench coat. You're like, "Hello." Yeah, babe, I miss you too.
If you gotta cheat, you gotta go to the payroll because now, like, you can't do nothing on your phone, like. And I don't get no criminal activity, no cheating, but it's like, yo,
but
the
why
way.
Is that fierce? Like having to go to the fucking pay, like in the red box, you in there, like
it's raining.
Yeah, no, it's raining. It's dim light, the one street light on you, and you're like, hello, it's done. Click, Like, that's fierce. Bring it back.
That was a time, yeah.
Yeah, bring it back.
We need it.
I think that'd be really fun, actually.
Yeah, no, because that geotag is on. Everything is on. Y'all can hit not allow when that app come up and it wants your data, and y'all say not allow. It's getting your data anyway.
It's up. First off, it's done.
It's just telling you which. It's saying how you want us to let you know we taking it.
Where you're at. That's what you
Or you just or you want some ads that you think we're not taking it. That's what they're saying.
Quite frankly, they know where you are. They know they have your fingerprints and your face.
When they ask that question. They were like, you want to see some new ads or you want to see what you're searching on Google? Like, y'all got to get it together.
No, because, like, literally the way they be like, yeah, show me your face. Unlock your phone. Like, that's crazy. Show me your face. No, they literally be like, put your face on the screen. Or you not
be like, that's not you. Bitch, what are you talking about?
You could have one strand of eyelash missing on a different skill. They like, uh-uh.
That's not true.
Try again. Try one more time. Yeah.
Like, how is that not me? I got my glasses on. No. Who like, is this? Who like is this? Saying, that's your mom? That
products. Still got all of them. Like I was saying. And that just don't have to be me. You know, at that point, you know, I just won't commit a crime.
I'm like, I have like a, not the flex. I'm not even like, not like that. But I have my MacBook and then I have my gaming laptop. And I really use my gaming laptop every day for everything because I have my monitor.
Right.
And my phone. I've been thinking about getting that Android flip phone because it's lit. Like I don't know if I could do iPhone anymore. Like I don't know if I'm team iPhone. Like I was team iPhone really for the hype. Like I was doing it for the trend, but this trend is done. They want 99 cents just so I can have some extra storage. They're tracking my location. I can't send my mom gifts. Like, what are we doing over here in Apple? Like,
but guess what? Photos still fierce.
Oh my god.
Photos are still
people fierce. Got Androids. Them pictures look good too.
It's just not on an iPhone. Just not on an iPhone, which sadly most of the population has. So you know, when you're sending an Android photo, it's gonna be pixelated and crazy. So it's kind of like, you know, just get
Apple
extra
did that on purpose,
right? Skip the extra effort, get the iPhone, because I know you're not texting anybody, just purely Android. So you know,
I'm gonna get an Android for me and have an iPhone just to be social, just to talk to people. I'm gonna have an Android for myself.
You wanted me to try this, by the way.
Oh my gosh, guys, so, I don't want to hype this brand up. Well, I want to hype them up, but I want to get sponsored by them. Like, we want them to sponsor the pod. They're called Sour Strips.
Oh, they can hear me opening them, by the way.
And they're really good. I was going to give you a quick ASMR. You probably heard me busting on them, I don't know. I've been eating them, killing them nonstop. Me and my girl went to Target the other day and picked some up because I saw an ad on IG, and they are so good. If you're ever at Target or Walmart, look in their candy aisle. Mainly Target. Walmart didn't have them. Look in their candy aisle and look for Sour Strips, and they come in like right now we got pink lemonade and strawberry, and I was trying it right now, and I like it. I really like it. It's my new favorite candy. I don't even like candy that much. I'm not even supposed to be eating candy.
It's pretty sour.
It's pretty sour, right?
I like it, though.
It has a good, like, you know what I'm saying, good strawberry taste.
That's pretty good.
It's vegetarian friendly. None of that pig pork jelly.
I feel like I would have liked a different flavor way more.
Yeah, Al didn't get a flavor that he liked. The blue raspberry one was really good. Nayeli got it yesterday, and it was really good.
I feel like I would really enjoy that one. This one isn't bad, but my preferred flavor is not strawberry.
Yeah. I like strawberry. You want to try the pink lemonade one?
Mm-hmm. Maybe off the pot.
All right. But, all right. Well, I'm going to wait till you're done, but let us know how it was. Because, I don't know. Like, God, I can't stop being a... I'm giving them all my money. But if they want to, you know, give us a little code, even.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I would.
Even a code, y'all don't even got to send them.
I would really love it.
Just give us a code.
I want to try the blue raspberry.
Yeah, it's sold out. Like, we need a code, man. And yeah, but at Sour Strips. Not sponsored, but we are looking. We are open to hearing what you guys got to say.
Hit us at our business, you know.
Oh, how was it? 1 through 10.
1 through 10. Like I said, I wish I had a different flavor. But flavor aside, I like the sourness of it. So I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
It was really... I'm, by the way, a sour person. I do consume a lot of sour candy and also spicy foods and chips. So I'm very, very versatile.
It's like a good sour.
Yeah, no, I like it.
It's not
sour,
like
sour, though.
But I feel like the taste keeps up. Like, some candies are too sour, and that's all you, like... It's just, oh my God, my mouth. But, like, some candy, just, like, the flavor and, like, the sour, just, like, sugar on it.
What's your opinion on sour Skittles? Be real.
I really like Skittles sometimes. I actually feel like I haven't bought sour Skittles since, like, 2014.
But I'm be real. I feel like at some point they weren't making them. Like, I think they got, like, recalled maybe or some sort because I haven't seen them. And then recently I'm like, why aren't there sour Skittles? I've never seen a sour Skittle. That's all I've been getting.
Are they good? They keeping up?
Yeah, they're good. I like them still. I do recommend them. Do you have? Like,
I think I remember them being too sour.
Do you have like a preferred Skittle? Because you know they make like 800.
Like, I like the red bag and I like the blue bag, but I don't. There's one like with a banana flavor. I don't like that one. I don't think I like the mixed berry bag. I don't know if it's the tropical one, but the red bag is always buzzing, as always. Alright, since talking about candy, your favorite M&M, peanut or
original? Peanut.
Me too.
Peanut's so good. It's so
popular. Peanut is the best one. The yellow one is crazy.
Yeah, the yellow one, the best. I don't know how that, but yes, the yellow one is the best. But
peanut.
When I was younger, I was one of those freaky kids. I used to take the whole chocolate out. Take the whole chocolate part, just leave the peanut, then eat the peanut. So good.
They should do that with Kit Kats. I used to lick all the chocolate off.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't know about that, ladies. I don't know about that, lovies.
That shit was busting. That's when the candy used to be good. Now it's all processed and got GMOs and all this shit.
That's actually like...
Like, whoa, candy there. Used to be busting. Like, I used to want to do that to the candy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's actually insane. Like, I can imagine you literally taking that motherfucking kickback and being like, anybody want a piece? Taking off all the fucking chocolate.
I was not asking everybody wanted a piece. I was killing that shit. Both pieces, yeah. You're bugging.
I actually really like the purple Skittles. The purple Skittles are really good.
The purple is what I was thinking about.
They're really, really good. Like, there's only one dud. And surprisingly, I know. I just said how I prefer everything blue, but the blue one is the worst one in the purple bag. It's raspberry, and it's just not... It's not bad, by any means. Like, I'll still eat it if it comes with, like, a different flavor, but it's actually not bad, like, at all. But it's just... Not my favorite blue item, personally. I do like blue Airheads. That is my favorite blue item. I love blue Airheads. They're really, really good.
Favorite blue item... Probably have to be, like, some blue fruit punch. I don't really like blue raspberry. Yeah.
I know, because you're a hater.
The blue Hawaiian punch.
I know, we know you're a hater. We said we get it. You like purple. Like, enough. We heard last time. Let's not get back into it. That's disgusting.
Purple is bussing.
You tweet. Anywho, I want to talk about it's something completely not on this topic. But my manager recommended that I watch the show. I'm in my true crime bag once again, ladies. Sadly, once again. And it's called the Murdo. No, it's like the Murdo something family. And it's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's 3 episodes. And it's just actually crazy and sad. And it actually shows how white people just get away with so much shit. Like, white people really just... Like, it's insane. And I recommend it. It's actually crazy. And they're like, you know, not long episodes. I feel like if you're gonna watch a documentary, it's like pretty up to date. It's kind of cringy though when they like include the clips from like, cause it's about like teenagers and like this boat crash. And they like show clips, but they're like all Snapchat clips. So they got like the puppy nose and like the filters and stuff. And I'm always like, oh God, like, let's just like stop. Yeah, but it's like, you know. Besides that, it was you know, pretty good. I liked it. I would give it a strong 8, considering docuseries. But we watched Because there was one on Netflix, but there's another one on HBO. Well, HBO Max. And it was a lot darker. A lot darker than the one on Netflix. Like...
Well, yeah, I feel like Netflix is very, like, PG.
Cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Very cookie cutter.
Yeah, there's HBO Max for Boondocks.
You know.
Every, like, Family Guy, like, all that stuff is on HBO Hulu now.
Yeah. I mean, but I keep watching Family Guy. I won't give it up. I think I'm going to be watching Family Guy, so I'm literally, like, on my
deathbed. Please, what is your... Like, Family Guy is funny, but, like, I cannot, like... I don't run it back like how you run it back. Like.
I know. And it's just because nobody gets it. You have to... There's this one YouTuber, Tuna for Tariq. He gets it. Like, you kind of go through phases of Family Guy when you like it when you're, like, young as fuck. Like, you shouldn't be watching it. But then as you kind of get to a teen, you kind of, like, realize, like, I don't want to watch it. But as you get to an adult, you start to really like it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you actually understand more. And, like, as you rewatch, you're like, oh, my God, it's actually really fucking funny. Like, there's literally a scene when Quagmire's, like, pulling beads. And then he's like, the kids don't know what's going on here, but the adults do. And then, literally, when I was an adult, I'm like, oh, that is filthy. Bye. Like, that is filthy. But, you know, like, I don't know. It's just something about Family Guy. Like, it's like a comfort show, too. Because I remember being very, very young watching out with my dad. And I remember a specific episode. It was the one where Peter... built his own church and was like, the font. And he'd be like, "Hey," and I remember that, just that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like go back to that. I'm like, wow, it's a pretty sentimental show. Like, I'll never probably stop watching it.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. No, you know what?
And it's not even good though. And they'd be like, here's jokes about why black people stink. Like, right. Yeah. And it's like, those aren't funny, but it's just like, you have to put yourself in a mindset where none of this is real. Like, yeah. They are a show within a show. Like, this is not, like, supposed to... It's really not serious.
Right.
Like, they're making, like... They're literally throwing up in each other's mouths. Like, this is not a show you should be taking very, very seriously. I promise. It's not... Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel about South Park. Like, South Park is a show I can run back, like, all the time. But, no, I really liked the Cleveland show. This one episode, I remember it from when I was little. It was the one that they did with Kanye West, and
the first episode where
the first one where he was trying to like sing and stuff, and he made the song with Junior.
Mm-hmm.
I literally recorded it and put it on my Facebook.
You're annoying,
bruh. I feel like that's when
show is that old,
bruh. Whoa. Yeah,
Family Guy.
I was mad little.
Family Guy is so old. You know, Stewie Griffin's older than us, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like a baby guy.
But I was watching the clips of him saying mom in the car when I was fucking like 7, like mad little. But you know, like that song was so hard. Like, I don't know why I never thought like about, I feel like I always liked the music, but like that song, I was like, nah, this is crazy. Like, are y'all hearing this right now?
This that crank.
I looked at the post
babies. Like, I love y'all.
I looked at the
it's post crank. It, like, that crank, y'all.
It was cranking.
Oh God! Please don't harass us. I don't even know what I'm saying. Please. I'm just playing. Like, they was in Baltimore. Like, that's crank. And I'm like,
yo,
crank.
Little intermission. I follow this page on Instagram. All they do is post shit like this. Like, if you scroll down their whole page, I know it's not. I know. I'm like, yo, where in New Jersey?
Why is that just the first post you open to? Like, that is sick.
I'm like, where in New Jersey are they doing this every day? Oh,
you see the name.
There was like one. There was like wife murders husband.
You're not serious.
Ow.
Just along the timeline. Like,
that's some of them be getting deleted.
No, but that's how Twitter be. Twitter be like, oh my God, how dare you say that her mom shouldn't have got shot in her throat and all her.
And then they be showing the video.
Yeah, her explosives went everywhere. That's sick. Why would you do that? Like, oh my, that's kind of graphic.
They'd be like,
at 10 a.m. No, literally. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, no. Guys, it says, man blank in his head in Northwest Ward. Like, and that was posted 4 hours ago. Like, what?
Oh my God, not that like the shade room. They post them like every hour.
Ow. They literally post everything funny. And anything.
Like, it's not funny because they seem like they post some serious shit, but why are you doing that like on the serious, hour? Like very like serious. The Shade Room. Like Shade Room be like, oh my god, look at Jenna Ortega got a new different color heel.
No.
Is she beefing with Meg Thee Stallion?
No, please, I wanna show you the page so bad. I don't even know what it's called, bro.
That's actually kinda scary like, and crazy. Who is even reporting that though? That's what I mean. Like, are they getting DMs from people like, well, this is what happened?
They're like, yeah, no, I was there.
And literally, that's why some of them probably getting deleted, because they're probably false. They just getting
that's what I'm saying. Like,
that DM, like, yeah, my baby got
Irvington underway into Patterson shooting. What?
That sounds real. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Two Brick Township juveniles charged for Garden State Parkway fire.
Fire? Oh, my God. Oh my God.
New Jersey Uber driver charged for inappropriately touching female customer.
Does this say full story link in bio?
Yes.
Oh God. See, no.
Two Atlantic County residents charged for animal fighting.
What? Wait.
Like, guys, I'm not even going to sit. I'm scrolling down. Like,
it's not funny. Like, these are serious ass topics, but it's just the fact that they're just posting it on Instagram, like, for people to like it. Like, they're like, oh, hashtag food porn, hashtag
yeah.
fitness.
Like, yeah, actually.
Come on. Like, that is not real.
They got one good one. One New Jersey lottery ticket wins $40,000.
No, because I want to be real. I want to be real. I want to be real. That's good that they posted that. It's good that they posted that, for real. But... there's literal people winning $85 million kajillion dollars from the lottery, and they're like, "Ooh, $40,000. That's all we could scramble up. Oh, that's man. The good news. That's all we could scramble. That's the great news we had. Oh my god. Oh,
god, I gotta find one more for y'all, bro. Oh my gosh, no, it's just too crazy. No, you know what's crazy? I'm gonna actually talk about a real experience. I got it down in my notes.
Oh wow.
So I think it was Saturday.
It was a cold winter day in 2018.
I think it was either Saturday or Friday. I was driving to work, and there was, like, a big car accident. Like, the car was literally flipped on the side by, like, the exit by, I don't even know. But literally, like, flipped it by the side, right? And I'm driving today, and a car, like, is rammed, like, all the way up. Like, you know how, like, there's, like, a guardrail, and then it's like the wood type thing, but it's like up, like it's like uphill, and then the car is up there, like it was so fast, it like flew up there, like hit something and flew up there. Like, what are y'all doing on in New Jersey? Like, what are y'all doing driving? Like,
just driving in New Jersey.
No, listen,
because literally when it starts raining or any, if the weather is not 70 degrees and everyone is happy, nobody knows how to drive. It's literally, it's either even then or never. Like,
no, bro.
Whenever I need to go to the beach, I bet you everyone's getting their single file. But going to a damn corner store, the girls are on top of each other. One of them inside the corner store. One of the cars inside. Two of them still at the red light, just talking.
Like,
the one person double parked in front of them, so you can't even get around. So.
Why y'all, and some of y'all is turning on Broad Street when y'all not supposed to be turning. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, I'm not even joking. Like,
no, because I remember, first of all, guys, we almost got killed by a bus. Well, K-worded, sorry. We almost got K-worded by a bus. Yeah, when we were teenagers, that's a crazy story about Broad Street. But I remember once somebody was literally about to turn. And they didn't know the cop by him, behind him. So the cop literally yells through the little speaker thing. He's like, if you make this turn, I'm going to be forced to give you a ticket. You would never get a cop that does that today. Mm-mm. They're putting their license plate inside your back windshield and being like, yeah, do you know why I pulled you over? Like, I can't even believe that cop gave him the chance. He said, if you make that turn, I will be forced
to. But, like, what do y'all not read? Like, are y'all on the Instagram and TikTok that much?
Shit.
You're looking on the For You page while you're driving. You can't see it say only buses can be turned.
The way the cars are raised, it might be a bus.
Like,
maybe they consider that a bus. Okay, so maybe this shit's big as hell. Maybe. Maybe it is a bus. Like, we're just not
y'all
seeing
do
it.
Not need to be doing 100. Like, I'm going to put y'all on. I'm going to put y'all on to speeding. If you're going to speed, only do 15 over. This is for your safety.
Why are you doing...
Because
well, why are people going like 115?
That's like, what I'm saying. Real. Like that's what I'm saying. Like you don't need to be doing 100, bro. Like you're gonna map. You need to be doing over 15, whatever the speed limit is. And that's if it's like, you know what I'm saying, no cops. So if your speed limit is 65, max 80, 75, you feel me? If, you know what I'm saying? Speed limit 40, get a smooth little 55, you know what I'm saying, 60. But don't be tweaking it. Like, y'all be cutting up, but y'all don't even, y'all be going the wrong speed, bro. Y'all be crashing out.
I don't have a license, so I will stay quiet in the mat. I will driving. Stay quiet. Who said, whoa, no, I don't. Whoever's listening to that, no, I do not. I do not be driving without a license. Are you crazy? No, I never been behind the wheel. Oh. I've never driven a car. What's your lock speed, by the way?
Why does everybody keep asking?
Because that's very middle school, not middle school, very high school of you. Because it seems like it's like your school schedule, and you're like, no, okay, I can't forget which classes I have next.
It actually is like a schedule, but it's for the CompTIA A+. It's like a IT certificate. Hmm. Yeah.
You know what I want to strive to do? I don't know if it's going to be my goal this year, but somewhere in the future, while I'm still in college, I'm going to get my substitute certificate. Mm. And I'm going to start substituting at schools.
That's a certificate?
Yeah, you can be a college student. And substitute.
What do you mean you can be a college
student? Like, you just need a certain amount of credits. I think you just need over 30, but I have like 852.
See?
Contrary to so many places.
Subs don't really even do that much.
That's what I'm saying. And you know, my friend Suling, shout out Suling, hey girl. She was telling me that, like, in certain places, I don't know if she was saying Summit. I think in Summit, it's like 250 a day. Hmm. And, like, sometimes they make you like a rotating sub, you know, like so many people. Teachers just be out, so they'll just have you on deck to be a sub at any point.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just gonna do it on days that I don't work, like Tuesdays and Thursdays.
No, yeah, that's smart. I didn't know there was a certificate for that. Yeah, no, the CompTIA plus IT certificate, so basically like help desk certificate. Yeah. Extra bread.
Easy money from the couch.
Bruh, them niggas make more per hour than regular retail niggas and. I mean, the thing is, you gotta put in money to make money, so the certificate ain't free. Like, I can't take this test for free. It's two tests, and they both cost $250. So I'm gonna need y'all to run up these episodes,
right?
So I can be, so I can get into
make
IT.
Our dreams come true. Take it, please make our dreams come true for $1 a day.
Yeah,
you can get us a job.
Let us know how you feel about us starting a subscription for $1 a month, and it'd be to help out with, like, you know. Supplies and mics and camera setups.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
and
editing apps for the real supporters. If y'all are really down, it'd be like five maybe. And you know what I'm saying? A little help us out. But let us know if y'all are into that. We're not begging, but we're pleasing. Whatchamacallit though. But yeah. IT, I think I can get into it. I think I know enough about, you know, the basics of computers. I can turn Wi-Fi on.
You know, I do stuff. Not too much on you.
It's basically like the people that would be in school that, like, the printer stopped working. Like, mm-hmm. Like, oh, my printer's not working. And then.
I hope so.
And then I'm like, oh,
yeah. Okay, I'll fix it. Yeah.
I but. Do. Yeah, you know. Press the little button.
I'll see that. I see that to you. No, that's how I felt at my old job. Mm. When, like, the elderly people used to need help. They're like, my Wi-Fi's not working. I'm like, I got it, please. Guys. Don't worry. I've been a carpenter for a long time. I know. All right. So I just get in there, unplug the Wi-Fi, and hopefully
that's the handy thing.
You know? I'm like, whoa, guys, chill off me. I know.
I'd be doing that in my house unnoticed. Like, I don't be telling no. Like, the Wi-Fi can start working for me. Like, it could be like 5 p.m.
You're going to piss me off.
Everybody doing something.
No, you don't give a fuck. You don't care who's watching Netflix. You don't care who's doing fucking homework. You're like, oh, the Wi-Fi not. Let me go unplug this shit. And everybody's like, why did you just start working all of a sudden?
I deadass will stop everything that I'm doing. I will go out my room, go to the Wi-Fi box, unplug it, and wait 10 seconds and plug it back in, and just walk back to my room. And I hear people coming out later, but I'll be having to do what I gotta do, man. I don't really gotta say too much.
Yeah, well, listen. Listen, if the Wi-Fi stopped working, I just call it quits. to be fair. In my own home, I'm just like, well, I either, one, didn't pay the bill, or I just gotta go press a button or two.
Not didn't pay the bill.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I'd be doing too much to not
We made my hand. We made my hand. Well, that wasn't a clean one. We have a better one.
Where is it? Cool, though.
Oh, it's right here. Made this one. This is for Ken's project. Ooh. Oh my god. Let's not make it into like a movie. And we're like, oh, look, I'm showing you when it breaks. And then we gotta struggle to make a new one before they get home.
Cool. How long did you have to mold your hand?
Well, our hands only sat in the thing for about like 8 minutes. And it took about like 3 hours to dry. Whoa. And it still took more time to dry. Like, even when it was done, quote unquote, drying, it still needed like more time.
Yeah, that's just so cool.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. At first, they had a whole bunch of flowers on it. But the teacher told them that they had to take them off.
So it's painted white?
No, it's already white. They're gonna
submit it like that?
No, they're gonna paint it eventually, but the project isn't due yet. But we were working. The reason my hand is there and it's broken is because we were trying to figure out a way to make AirPods covers for my AirPods.
Like
so they would like cover my ears. But we didn't have the right kind of bowl, and then my hands wasn't staying because my back was hurting. I did it before with the other one. So that's how it came out. But we're going to attempt again because we have more stuff. So.
It's crazy how it gets everything, though. Yeah. Like, this nail. I know. Like, this could be like in a museum in like 3,000 years, and this is literally like actually your hand. Like, you can literally see all the details, and it's so wild.
Well, where's the 3 minute mark? Do you want to do in and out?
Yeah, let's do in and out. What's in the Glock 40 spaz, man? Free the Glock, free Glock.
That's how we're starting.
Free Glock 40 spaz, man. What's also in is New Girl.
Why the interest in New Girl?
I need a new show to go to sleep to, but don't take it like that because
yeah, no, it's a good show. I that
was
New Girl.
Yeah, Sopranos was my go to sleep show, and I ended up like loving that show. What's out is Driving Fast.
Okay.
I need to quit. Oh, I had on my topics ask about Al's new iPad. Is there any like more interesting topics that you wanted to say about the iPad? It has a pencil.
It has an Apple Pencil. I'm gonna be real with you guys. It's the fake Apple Pencil because I didn't really have $100 at the moment. I could get the real one, but fake one works just as well. It works just as well. And I also have a keyboard for when I want to do my homework and such.
How neat. Cool. One last thing I wanted to say was send some TV recommendations.
Yes, give some TV recommendations.
I don't know what to watch. My girlfriend is also looking for something to watch, so help us out. Send us some new shows. We'll gladly appreciate it.
You done with In and Out?
Yep.
Don't be worried.
Yep.
And for me, it's Pink.
Okay.
For sure. I'm in my Pink era, everyone, if you didn't notice.
I'm in my Pink.
Check my Instagram, if you didn't know.
You want to tell me your Instagram?
I gotta look for the name.
You don't know the name?
No, because when I auditioned for a certain show, I didn't. I changed my Instagram name.
Oh.
Because Al.ho isn't very.
Yeah.
You know? So it's al.nasir01.
Yeah. Okay. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Rugby World.
Yes. Yeah, I kind of manage that as well because I have many jobs. All right.
And if you want to follow the podcast, you follow Sir Black
Voice Motion. Please. So N is Pink. I have a pink coat, pink iPad, pink nails. It's the pink print season, honey. What else? And is spring has sprung.
Okay.
It's N. You know, we're in March. We're getting, woo! You know, closer. So let's bring out the color, flowers, floral.
This winter, I've literally just been wearing all black. Like, that's why I had that idea that I was telling you. Because
color.
All black has been my full attire. Damn near, I think I'm at opium. Like.
Well, I think it's N. Spring sprung, colors, florals. Bring them out. It's time. We get out of the winter harshness. Let's get into some softer moments. What else is in? True crime, I think, is in right now.
True crime is always in.
True crime is always
in. I love true crime.
But specifically at this time right now, I think people should get into true crime because we're getting into the warmer seasons. So you should start getting into the true crime now as it's still cold. So as you can build into the spring, you have something else to watch. Something a little bit more brighter. You know?
Okay.
And it's not that long. You know, we only have a short period of darkness left, I would say. So, you know, get into a little true crime.
Only 6 years left, guys.
What's out for me? Really big bags. Okay. I would say. Really like big how bags. Big? Like super, super big. Like, I just don't like, because personally, I have a Telfar and I do love it.
Brag much?
Yes. but it's just really big, and I don't bring it with me everywhere. Like, you know, like I'm oftentimes like, okay, I'll just bring my wallet and my keys and I'm out. You know, I'm not gonna just.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's because it's too big, and like I don't want to like carry it around everywhere. So I think smaller bags are kind of in right now. Just, you know, big bags are out. Let's get those out of here. Out for me, Legos.
Oh.
Yeah. Great topic. Because I'm looking at my Lego flowers, and they're busted to pieces. And
it's really nice.
It's like deconstructed, I guess, but I just, Legos are too messy, and I just, Legos are out for me. But anybody else who likes Legos, you feel free to enjoy. But for me, Legos is out.
Legos is a really cool vase, too.
Thanks. We drifted that, I think. And what's out is not changing your mind.
Okay, I like that.
Just because I feel like we live in a society where, like, everyone's kind of, like, petty, and they're like, you said that, so stand on that. But it's like, you know, sometimes I do change my mind, and sometimes I feel different things at different times because of different stuff. So I think, you know, out is not changing your mind. Feel free to change your mind. Do your thing. If you could hate ketchup today, and then tomorrow you want ketchup on everything. That's fine.
Yeah.
You just change your mind. That's fine. That's fierce. Yeah. That's all for me.
Wow, that was good.
That was good.
I think you guys should take that advice and run with it.
For sure. Well, this has been Black Boys in Motion.
Yeah, time is up. We know you wanted to talk to us all night.
It's been crazy, I know. We've been so busy, but we make the time for each other, and I love that. I love that we want to meet like this at all times. This is nice. This is lovely. I lit a candle and everything. You couldn't see it, but I'm going to blow it out now. So nice.
We're going to see you again, though.
Yeah, we'll soon. Be back. For our regular scheduled date, you know.
We'll hang.
Yeah.
I'll touch you.
I'm Al.
I'm Trey.
And we are out of here.
Follow us on Instagram. Bye.
Bye.